I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Here's another unanticipated effect of the shutdown. The U.S. government was supposed to destroy 6 tons of confiscated elephant ivory outside Denver today. That's been postponed. The destruction was meant to send a message of zero tolerance for the illegal market in African ivory. Kenya alone has lost more than 200 elephants and 35 rhinos this year to poaching. At Kenya's national parks, park rangers are the first line of defense between poachers and endangered wildlife. But in a new poaching arms race, the rangers are increasingly outgunned. Valerie Hamilton has the story.
Outside of Kenya Wildlife Service headquarters in Nairobi, there's a stone monument paved in long brass plaques that lists the names of park rangers killed on the job. Ranger Florence Abaye shot by poachers on March 2, 2012. Ranger Francis Ochieng killed with her. Sergeant Bakay Adan ambushed 3 weeks before. There are more than 60 names listed. The Conservation Heroes Monument looks like a war memorial. In many ways, it is. As poaching decimates Africa's elephant and rhino populations, it's increasingly taking human casualties on both sides of the fight.
Sometimes we lose our rangers, like this year we have lost already 2 of them to poachers, and sometimes the poachers also lose their lives.
Paul Mbugwa is a spokesman for Kenya Wildlife Service, a 21-year veteran who wears military fatigues. In the past 3 years, he says poachers have shot hundreds of park rangers. 13 have died. In the old days, poaching was small time. Poachers carried pistols and came on foot. But a boom market in banned wildlife products has attracted major players and better-equipped, more violent hitmen.
They are coming with the heavy caliber firearms than previously. A rhino or an elephant simply require just one bullet and is done.
It's not just bigger guns. Poachers now have motorcycles, sometimes helicopters, mobile phones, GPS with waypoints to track animals, even night vision. And rangers are in their direct line of fire.
And their first reaction is to shoot you, to kill you, not to scare you off. So if you are the one holding the gun, what would you do? Become a good guy and go and meet your maker, or you shoot back to save yourself?
I will kill the poacher, you know. I will not let the poacher to kill me first.
Corporal Patricia Matutu has been a park ranger for 30 years. She and Ranger Mildred Odwar patrol Nairobi National Park, where a white rhino was shot in August, the first case of poaching here in 6 years. Since then, they've been on high alert.
We are intensifying our patrols day and night, and we have rangers literally camping inside the park along the trails.
Armed with AK-101 assault rifles, they're showing me how they follow tracks in the red dirt, looking for any sign of trouble.
These are for buffaloes.
From the tracks, it looks buffaloes. Like the buffalo's long gone. But then we spot it just down the road.
Can you run fast? Yeah. You don't have to be scared.
Don't be scared.
Don't have to be scared.
I'm not really scared until Odor takes a dive into the bushes and raises her gun. It turns out this is just a demonstration.
Yeah. That is the work of the ranger, yeah?
Their point is, being a ranger in a park full of buffalo and lions was already a dangerous job. Now poaching has made it much more so. Odor knows the danger personally. Her childhood friend and fellow ranger, David Odundo, was killed by poachers this summer.
We used to know each other, exchange ideas. And then one day he was gone. He was shot by poachers when they were on a night patrol and they were exchanging fire. He was badly shot.
Rangers like David Odundo die fighting for one elephant or one rhino. But Paul Mbugwa of Kenya Wildlife Service says individual poachers are only the first link in an international chain.
We only get the poachers, and those are the small guys.
The black market in ivory and rhino horn is big business, an estimated $10 billion a year. Conservation NGOs say criminal interests from Asian mafias to Islamist militants may have their fingers in the pot. This summer, Kenya formed what it calls an elite interagency anti-poaching unit, basically rangers and police working together to fight wildlife crime. Legislation before Kenya's parliament calls for much tougher punishments for poaching. But for now, Kenya Wildlife Service's main weapon against poaching is its rangers. and so it's put out a call for 600 new recruits. For The World, I'm Valerie Hamilton, Nairobi.